What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Nancy Hayes has performed in many major musical productions, including Cabaret, Chicago, Sweeney Todd and Showboat. She's also worked behind the scenes as a choreographer and director. Nancy has appeared on television in programs as diverse as Home and Away, The Dismissal and Spicks and Specks. She was awarded a Medal of the Order of Australia in 1981, and it would just take far too long to list all her career achievements. So I'll just say, Nancy Hayes, welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you, Rodney.
Lovely to have you here. You're in Perth for Australia's Leading Ladies, an amazing concert event with the WA Symphony Orchestra, and we'll find out more about that in a moment. But I just want to ask, thinking back to that young girl growing up in the Hunter Valley and in Sydney, could you ever have imagined such an amazing life lay ahead for you?
Not at all. I mean, I always loved to dance, and I always said as a little girl, I'm going on the stage when I grow up, and my mother would say, that'll be nice, dear, and we'd think it'll all go away. But as I grew older and I went to school and did all my exams and things, I still had this great desire to be part of the theatre. But we had a bargain that I would go to secretarial school and that I would do shorthand and typing and that I would work for a couple of years, which I did. But I always had my tap shoes and toe shoes and leotard somewhere in the filing cabinet, you know, in the office, to either go on to a class or to perhaps hear about an audition. So I was determined from a very young age to hopefully be part of this business.
Because mums like us to have something to fall back on.
Exactly.
Of course, there was a bit of concern in those early years because I believe you found that you had a tumour on your
yes,
hip.
Yes, I did. When we were living in the Hunter Valley, I got a Malvern Star bike for my 7th birthday, which I fell off quite often when I was learning to ride. And then I was having difficulty walking and they took me to the doctor and x-rayed it and there was this growth. But I was fortunate. I went to the hospital in Newcastle, the John Hunter, and there was a very fine orthopaedic surgeon there. And he said to me before he operated, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, a ballerina. And he said, I'll have to do a very good job. And fortunately, he did. I had to wear calipers for quite some time, just on the one leg. But it healed well, and I went back to dancing.
So it's always been dancing for you. I mean, you've done various things in your career, but dancing is really at the heart of it?
Well, it is. I mean, that was my first love, and I think that all of us that go into the business have one major strength, either the vocal, dancing or acting. But with the music theatre, you have to top the others up, so you have to be a singer, dancer, actor. And but I love dancing and I love dancers, and I still choreograph, so, you know, I keep my hand in there or my foot in there.
And it was the lead role in Sweet Charity that really launched your career in musicals. How significant was that role for you?
Well, first of all, it was an era when the managements actually gave leading roles to overseas artists and Australians would do the supporting roles. But then Jill Perryman was given the lead in Funny Girl, and she was absolutely fantastic, and she changed their way of thinking. And the next one that came along was Sweet Charity, which required a dancer because that was created by the great choreographer-director Bob Fosse for his wife Gwen Verdon to come back after the birth of their child, to come back to Broadway. And it was just a tour de force of comedy and dancing and beautiful book by Neil Simon, who is a great playwright, and a score by Cy Coleman. And I got the opportunity to play Charity, and that kind of put me into another echelon, I suppose, is the word.
Mm. So what have been, you know, perhaps one or two highlights? I know it's been a long career and you've done so many amazing things, but what have been one or two highlights along the way?
Well, that was the first one, of course, and then Chicago, which again was a great dance show. I'd always loved the show Guys and Dolls, and I got the opportunity to play Miss Adelaide some years ago. Sweeney Todd by Stephen Sondheim. And I've done some long runs with shows like 42nd Street and Showboat and all of those things. So there's many highlights, but I suppose the ones based a little bit more in the dance area have always been my favourites. Or character acting particularly. Miss Adelaide's a great character.
Of course, when it comes to acting, you have appeared a couple of times along the way on television. How different is that? Because, of course, in the theatre, whatever it is you're performing, you have that audience and you've got that that immediate response. How different is it when you're producing something for television?
Well, I find it very interesting to work, and there's a great deal to learn all the time with television and film. But I do miss that reaction. And when I'm doing a straight play, I certainly miss the overture. But television is very interesting, and it's a medium that I would like to work in a bit more. But I've been so busy on stage that I often haven't been available to do television work. But I've enjoyed it, particularly the miniseries like Dismissal and The Last Bastion.
Well, you're here in Perth for this concert of Australia's leading ladies. It's on tomorrow night, Friday night and Saturday night at the Perth Concert Hall, as I say, with WA Symphony Orchestra.
Wonderful orchestra.
Ah, they are. I mean, I've seen them a number of times in various settings playing various kinds of music, and they seem to be able to do it all. So I'm thinking that this is going to be an amazing experience for people that head along. Tell us some of the other ladies that are involved in this.
Well, we have Rachel Beck, who was here with Sound of Music and Cabaret and many other shows, I'm sure, but they're the two that come to mind. Rhonda Birchmore, who did appear with the orchestra, I think, a couple of years ago. Judy Kennelly, Geraldine Turner, Sharon Millichip, and Anne Wood. I hope I haven't left anybody out. I shouldn't do, because I'm the compere.
Well, tell us about your role as compere.
Well, I come and go in between the various numbers and give a little bit of information about the song or the show or the composers or whatever, so that it just has a nice link and people can associate with what's happening as far as the story, where the song fits into the story. So that's my position as compere, and then I do a couple of numbers myself, and we do duets with one another. And most of the girls I've worked with either on stage or as a director or choreographer, and we're all great mates, and there's a great supportive feeling up there.
In anything like this, of course, you're drawing people from all over the country. It must be amazing to say, okay, we're going to do this show, and everyone's rehearsing, I would imagine, separately, and then finally you get together and you start to put the show together as a team. It must be great to have that coming together.
Well, it's over a very short time. It's just getting their attention and stopping them talking so that we can make a start that is my biggest hurdle. No, it is. And today we start with the orchestra, and that, in any show, when you have that first orchestra call, it's so exciting, and you start to hear this fabulous sound when you're working with the piano, which is fine. I mean, a lot of us work with piano a lot of the time, but just to have the luxury of the numbers of musicians to be playing and to be working with, it's quite a buzz.
It must be a delight for you as director to be able to have that sort of talent, both musically and the vocalists that are going to be there, the leading ladies. What are some of the shows that they're drawing the music from?
Well, we're certainly doing something with Sweet Charity, from Sound of Music, from Cabaret, from Gypsy, from Funny Girl, from Chicago, from Mamma Mia, a lot of the Andrew Lloyd Webber songbook. We're doing something from Miss Saigon, from Call Me Madam, from I'm running out of shows, but
well, you've done pretty well so far.
One can never run out of shows, but certainly shows that have featured ladies, leading ladies, as their starring roles.
And I imagine
Hello Dolly, Mame.
Well, you're just going to keep coming up with them.
I could keep coming up with them.
I imagine with the sort of shows that you're taking the music from, you're taking the most well-known numbers. So for even people that are not really into musicals, this is still going to be the show for them, because they get all the highlights. It's
yes,
sort of a best of.
It's not obscure musical theatre numbers. And that's what we wanted when we created the show, for people to go. See, a lot of people, I'm working currently in My Fair Lady, and there's a whole generation of people that go, I didn't know that song was from My Fair Lady. I used to hear people, you know, my family playing it on the, you know, their record player or whatever, but they're discovering, which is great. I think it's wonderful for people to rediscover all these wonderful classical musicals, or classic musicals, I should say, like Guys and Dolls, which is currently on again, and Sharon's just finished Rocky Horror Show, and it's, you know, they're all coming around again, as well as the new ones like Wicked and things like that. But there's a great interest again in the music theatre, and that's very exciting for us as performers. But just to know that, and in working with the students from WAPA here, just to know that the future of the music theatre is in really good hands.
I'm sure that as people come along thinking, yeah, I'll know a few of the songs and I want to see these leading ladies perform, they're going to sit there and be astounded. Yeah, I know that one, I know that one, I know that one, right throughout the evening.
Well, I'll get a prize if they know them all.
It sounds like a great show. As I say, it's at the Perth Concert Hall for the next few nights, starting tomorrow night, and then it's on again Friday and Saturday, and I believe that there's a discount for RAC members still available for tomorrow night. But it sounds like an amazing show. Nancy, it's been great talking to you. You have had an amazing career, and we could talk all day about that, but we need to move on. But thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you, Rodney.
Bye.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.